This is By Grace, and by grace I am speaking to you today. I have lied, had suicidal thoughts, struggled with pornography, been vindictive and judged other people, all while I was still a Christian. I have been talked about, been spoken down to, cast aside, and been put on display for mockery, all while being a Christian. But God is a father. He is the kind of dad that hugs us after a huge fight we had with him. He's the kind of dad that continues to cheer us on even when we have given up on ourselves. When my child screams, throws a tantrum, makes a scene, or gives attitude, I don't give up on her. I know she is good. I am the mother who hugs away her pain, confident that tomorrow will be better. My love for her is unceasing. Father God is quite the same when we struggle, kick and scream, and have our tantrums. Our stuff might look a little bit like a bigger problem than a young child's, but he is God. He can shoulder it. We are his children. He can hug it out. Nothing is too filthy, vile, or downright revolting for God. He can carry it, forgives it even. God twirls us around in circles an unnecessary amount of times to make us feel special, to have a laugh, to help us remember with him we belong. And I'm convinced that it's playful victory laps over and over again. Although at times we feel as if we have lost ourselves, he certainly has not lost sight of us, the true us, the us in him. So just like any good parent, he will keep on reminding us that we are his, that we are good sons and daughters, that he can carry our stuff and help us drop off the baggage at his feet, finding a grassy field to have a couple twirls in victory laps with him. We beat ourselves up enough. God isn't punishing us. Sometimes we punish ourselves because we believe that that's what God would do, but don't let the enemy sink that lie down any further. It stops here, in a quiet place, at Father God's feet, surrendered, expecting punishment, but never receiving it. God sets out an olive branch of forgiveness so we can climb over deep waters a time and a time again, literally as many humanly possible times as you need it, because that's what a good father does. And then suddenly, laughter sets in. Listening to what God has to say and think about us is the best self-care and self-love a person could ever give oneself. Honestly, he has nothing but good thoughts about you, about me, in all of my downright judgeable and questionable actions and thoughts. He finds the treasure. So let us pray today, friends. Thank you, Father, that you find the gold, you find the treasure, and that you never give up on us. And may we never give up on that simple truth.